Good morning. My name is Monica Cornetti, and I'm your host for the weekly Gamification Talk radio program. Now, you can find out more information on gamification and more information on the latest things that we're working on in gamification at my website, and that's monicacornetti.com. Lots of great links out there, links to this program, links to the blog, links to Sententia, which is offering a certification program. So just go ahead and take a look at the monicacornetti.com site, and any questions that you have about gamification that we're not answering on the program, please feel free to email me. Each week, we bring you different guests, which are either platform providers like today's guest, or strategists, gamification gurus from a variety of different strategy points, end users from different industries, all with the thought that we want you to be able to see how you can use gamification within your organization. And this week, my guest is Igor Radich, and he is CEO and Vice President of Funifier. It's a gamification platform that when you look at the word Funifier, it really is fun. You can take a look at their website. It's funifier.com. FUNIFIER.com. And today, Igor and I are going to be looking at gamification, and we're going to take a different look at it. We're going to look at a different view on the world of gamification. And Igor is going to be bringing some new things to the table for us that Funifier has been working on. And I think you're going to find it really useful. And as you're thinking about your gamification strategies, you'll see that what Igor is talking about, you can probably use in your everyday application. For someone new to the industry, the concept of gamification can be hard to grasp, let alone get it implemented. And so Funifier is taking it back to the basics. Their platform is really built on the question of why can't the implementation of gamification projects be simple and straightforward? I mean, that's a basic question. Why can't it be? And what Funifier has done is it really has brought the fun back into gamification platforms. It's coming from a place of common sense for integration. They focus a lot of attention on the user experience and the user interface, and they take into account, certainly last but not least, you as the game administrator. So if you're the person who's putting this project together, they've really focused on how they can make your life easier for the implementation of gamification. So before we get started, let me just give you a brief background on Igor. Igor's a senior operations strategist with over 15 years of experience in various industries, and he's had a number of different roles, everything from project management to sales. He does business development, systems integrations. And Igor has led large teams to attain company goals and organic growth through the use of game mechanics and incentive programs. He's got an international perspective. He was born in ex-Yugoslavia. He attended the university in Montreal, and he's traveled extensively across all continents for both work and pleasure. And what that does is it gets to put him in touch with people from different backgrounds and perspectives. And Igor has spent countless hours on customer relations. He guarantees that his customers are content with the outcome of any project that he's working with. So, Igor, thank you so much. I'm so glad that we connected and that you've agreed to be a guest on the program and fill us in on what Funifier is doing. Thanks so much for being a guest with us today.
Thank you very much, Monica. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Okay, let's get started. So, Funifier really are kind of the new kids on the block. So, tell us more about who you are, who Funifier is, and where did you guys come from?
Well, Funifier was a company that was initially created down in Brazil. The president of the company was looking for a solution for a customer of his over there. And while looking on the market, what was available at that time, he couldn't find a suitable platform that would answer all the needs for that specific client. And from there, he decided to pretty much build his own platform to fit the needs. And when he finished building it, he realized that he had a fully blown gamification platform with a lot more bells and whistles than you could find on the market at that point in time. So once he had that, he got in touch with me. We started discussing a little bit on business-wise and tested the markets down in Brazil, and it picked up like no tomorrow. So from that point on, Funifier HQ, we like to call it, was moved to Montreal. And we've progressed over 2014 to gather strategic alliances across the world and also open offices for Latin America and Europe and the Middle East as well.
Yeah, and when you look at the website at Funifier, you can scroll down. You'll see the map, and it represents what Igor was just talking about, that they are really moving into this full global presence. And now you moved to Montreal, and you're working on business development in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes, exactly. I'm taking care of business development, especially for U.S. A little bit less in Canada, as gamification here hasn't picked up as much. But oddly enough, I'm also taking care of all the Asia Pacific region due to the time differences. It's very easy for us to take care of them. So we're looking at a few prospects also over there, based from all the way from Singapore to Taiwan. So that's something that I do over here.
Oh, that's good. Very good. So talk with me about the platform and how it's being used. Now, Funifier works with enterprise gamification. Is that correct?
Well, we focus on enterprise gamification indeed, but we also answer the needs of small and medium-sized businesses. We do adapt for them, as the way the platform itself is built, it is built thinking that you do not need to know a lot about gamification, so to say, to be able to use it. So since we focus on small businesses, medium businesses, and enterprises, that means that our platform has to scale horizontally as well as vertically in the industry. So when we walk into a company, our platform can adapt very easily to HR onboarding or sales. So those are two completely different departments, and yet they can run on the same platform. But then we can also specifically stay in one industry, for example, a customer contact center, and deliver all the requirements for that specific industry.
Okay. So have you found that you are, when you look at the trends and where you're building business, like customer contact centers, that's a big one. Are you finding yourself working in more in one industry than another? What are you seeing as a response?
We see a response pretty equal. It all depends on who our contacts are within the company. So there's some businesses where we discuss and work more with the HR department for example, online training. And then there's others where we work mostly internally to engage people in sales. We're working with currently a customer in London, and they're mostly sales internal. Nothing has to do with HR or operations. So it all depends on who the customer is and what their needs are. We propose to them a game plan in a way to help them address the business metrics they want to improve, and from there we take it on.
Good. Now, when you say small to mid-size, how small do you think a company would have to have X amount of sales or X amount of employees before enterprise gamification would be something they would look at? What would be a number for you? Would it be 50, 25 employees, 50 employees? Is there such a number?
There is such a number depending on how you look at gamification, and actually not how you look at it, but where you want to apply it. If you're looking into applying gamification internally, so I would say as a corporate account, you would need to have at least 150 employees within that specific department of the company. And the 150 comes more from my personal experience in the last 15, 20 years of working, is that all the companies that are smaller than that do not have set-in processes. And when you try to apply gamification on something that's already unstable, that's when you get bad reviews and bad reputation. So for us, we limit ourselves, and we actually do say no to some prospects that come knocking on our door and asking for gamification. There's 80 of them in the company. It simply won't work, at least not in our experience. But then you can have a company, a small 10-people company that's running a huge e-commerce website, and then they need to gamify their e-commerce website. That's a whole different story. Even though they're 10 employees, it's not corporate. It's more, we call it public-facing gamification. And therefore, that can be a big game changer within the company.
That's good. That's really good. So we're living in this era with technology that we need to get products and solutions to the market quickly. I was just reading an article over the weekend about first to market pretty much always wins. And it's not always the case because a lot of people have been very successful with the business model of letting other people go out there and, you know, kind of test the waters, and they study what those companies have done, where their successes have been, and they come after it, and they actually come to the market with a better product. When you're looking at getting to market quickly, how long does it take if a customer, they're thinking like, man, we really need to do some of that customer facing. We've got this website and we've got this huge online e-commerce and we're not doing any kind of gamification and we're really behind the curve here. So what's involved in signing up that kind of customer and getting them running?
Well, we'll look at it this way. First, we built the platform thinking about the ROI. So there's three principles on which Funifier is built on. The number one is reduce time to market and hence increase ROI. So when you're looking at a specific project, projects can be anywhere from 2 weeks to 7 months, depending on the amount of complexity that's increased in there. So we do have offerings. We call them fun packs. So it's bundles of time and material for resources to be able to get your project off the ground and get it working as fast as possible. The other thing we found out is that when you're looking at the different, bringing product and solution to market quickly, so different ways to do that. One way we found out is that when a person gets a platform from us, then they don't have to think about, oh, I've just gamified, let's say, HR. I want to do sales, but sales works on Salesforce. I need to go and get additional licenses. You already have all the tools in place to be able to gamify. So you can start gamifying multiple projects internally and release them when they're ready as you go along. So that's some of the key advantages that we have. And also, The other thing, when you want to have an ROI that's fast, that also means that you need to be able to change things within specific games or gamifications. So providing customer autonomy to be able to do those things on their own without having to give us a call and wait for an answer and go through a statement of work and professional services and whatnot gives the clients that benefit to be able to be autonomous and make changes through their game mechanics as they wish.
Oh, so they can actually get in behind it and make the changes there. It's not like you hold the keys to it and they can't access the site.
Exactly. So once the customer gains access to the platform and sees this whole game live, they can go in and make any kind of change they want. So it's their platform in a way. It's their game. They're the owners of that information. Of anything that happens in that game, they own that information. So if they wish to change it, move levels around, change game mechanics, add new features, they can do that on their own. We're always there to help them, of course. But the fact of providing game administrators, so to say, the possibility to make those changes very quickly brings that company a bit more competitive on their end. And the fact that there's very little integration work to be done in order to get the customers up and running, that to me brings an ROI that's very quick.
So what are we looking at when we say very quick? That's relative. What do you look? I call you up today. I want to do an e-commerce. I've got this e-commerce site. It's up and running. I realize that I've been hoping gamification will go away, and it's not. I'm just kidding on that. I believe gamification's here, but you know, I'm just like, oh, well, let's just wait and see. Let's see if it really is something that we need to put our time and energy towards. And we realize that yes, it is. So I call you up. I've got this site. Really, what are we looking at time-wise? Is this something that would take 6 weeks, 6 months? How much time would it really take us to roll out?
You're looking for an e-commerce site, for example, you're looking more towards the 6 weeks, like you said,
okay.
4 to 6 weeks. You know, there's a couple of steps we need to look into. One of them being, you know, what are the business metrics you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of interaction between you as the owner of that e-commerce site and what you want to attain as a goal. And then once we know that, we already know that the public of that website is specific people. So we know how to address it. And then the integration of the game mechanics behind it goes flawlessly through our platform.
Right.
Again, since there's no coding to be done, we don't have to sit and customize anything on your side. Everything is done on our end by a simple click of a mouse. And it's just a question of managing what kind of game techniques and game mechanics you want to implement.
Right. Now, if you were going to do it internally, it'd be a little bit longer to implement.
We were talking with a prospect actually in Europe, and they were thinking of providing a gamification solution internally. And after 6 months, they gave up and they called us.
Oh, but do you think it goes back to though that question that is the first question when we were talking about the e-commerce site, is that when you ask them what their business objectives are, they have a hard time identifying them?
A lot of people have a hard time identifying what the business objectives are.
Yeah.
They will confuse them with site objectives. They will confuse them with business goals.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a company, or if you look like a business plan, then that's what they read out to us. That is not what we're looking. We're looking at more on the side of, I'm a user, I go on your website, what exactly do you want me to do?
Right.
So that's how we see gamification. What do you want your user who comes on your site to do? And then once you know what you want him to do, then you use gamification to, in a way, guide him and offer him multiple venues as to where he wants to go. So he still has the choice of you know, doing whatever he wants to do on that e-commerce website. But there's a certain goal to it. And no matter which way the end user goes, it has to be aligned with the business metrics you're looking for.
Right. Regardless of whether I'm talking with somebody who's really like what you'd call a solopreneur or a big, you know, multinational company, and we start talking about objectives, I'm not saying, 80% of the time, 40%, never, 100% of the time, no one really can tell me what those are. So we have to work through them. And sometimes that is a little bit time consuming, because it's not only like, well, here's what we want them to do, but there really should be a why. Well, why do you want them to do that? Is that actually going to make the outcome that you're looking for? Or is that just something like we feel like it should be? It's something they should be doing, but why should they be doing it? So yeah, that clarity, if you don't have that clarity up front, like you said, there's no way that it will demonstrate success, and then people consider it a failure. And of course they consider the failure yours, not theirs. So
we're human beings, right? And at the end, human beings always blame their own failures onto others.
That's right. It couldn't possibly be their fault. It must be that a company's fault that tried to gamify us. Yeah. Well,
exactly.
Well, that's really good. That's good to have that framework there. And here's the thing, as you're listening to this call, if you're not really sure what the objectives are, because of the experience, people that you'd be working with at Funifier can help you walk through that. They can help you identify it. So don't let that stop you. Hear me say that no one I've ever worked with has known those. So you are not in the small minority of, oh my gosh, we should have this. It's sometimes difficult to do. It's that you can't see the forest for the trees. You're in there every day. You're focused, your head down, you're working towards these goals. But somebody who's outside of that and doesn't have all that emotional attachment can help you to identify that. So don't let it stop you. Funifier can help you to identify those. So move forward with it. Now, since you are the new kid on the block, you've had some leaders in the gamification industry who have worked with you. Who are you currently working with some of the leaders?
Some of the leaders we're working with right now would include the world famous Yukai Chow,
mm-hmm.
For example, from Dialysis Group. We've actually based our platform mostly on his work, as it's very simple to understand, and we believe it's very complete. There's others we've worked with, like Ann Copens from Gamification Nation. She's the person that we deal with when we have to do with anything within Europe, for example. Another one would be Dr. Hanan Gaziz. He's based out of Israel, oddly enough. So we find that important to move forward with specific regional gamification experts, as they know their own markets. So the way you would, and I'll give you an example, engage people in Holland is not the same way you would do it in the U.S. or in Chile. So you need someone locally to understand the culture, to understand what people are expecting and what they want, and how to engage them to be able to build those game mechanics so as to attain the engagement that they're looking for.
Yeah, and that's so important. And we Because again, we are products of our culture. You've traveled the world, so you've got to experience lots of different cultures. For a lot of us, it's pretty much we might have a like here in the States, we know that the culture in New York City is different than the culture where I am in Austin. If you haven't been in both places, you don't really realize how different that culture is, and it's very different. And so the engagement strategies have to be different also. It's not a, unfortunately, it's not a cookie cutter that you can just roll out. I remember when I was working on my master's, I can't remember the pizza company, but I know they tried to open in Europe, and the concept of, pizzas to go, takeout pizza, didn't fly there because in the countries they were in, people go in and sit down and eating is part of life, the socialization. You eat meals with family and friends. You're not just grabbing a pizza to go. So it failed. It's not that their idea is bad, it's just that the delivery is different in the culture. So having those people that are on your team really helps to strengthen you. Now, if you're unfamiliar with any of the people that Igor just referenced, at their website, you can see who's really kind of like on their advisory board. You can see Anne and Yukai and the gentleman from Israel who I've not had contact with, but I'm sure that it's probably some really good stuff. And so I need to make that happen. It's good to have those, well, different perspectives. And of course, Yukai platform that Igor's saying the system is built on is solid and referenced by many as they're doing their strategy and design. So that's really good. How do you see Funifier as a game changer? What do you see Funifier doing differently?
Well, Funifier is a game changer in a way that we focus on the human side. So, like anything, you can look at gamification on a machine side and it'll be mostly zeros and ones. So, like a machine thinking. But humans, they have emotions, they have needs, they act differently. So, your decisions are going to be different if you get an emotional decision versus a non-emotional decision. So, all these things have to be taken into consideration when you're building your game mechanics. Now, if you build your gamification strategy around and centering on humans, which are pretty much your target audience or your internal corporate people, then your relationship with those people are going to get better. But also, when you look at putting those humans first, that's when you're going to strive in those relationships as well. So on our end as Funifier, we don't promote Funifier in any way. We don't do marketing. We don't go after clients. We build strategic alliances. We build strategic relationships with people and our customers that we work with that at the end of the project, they end up referring us to three, four more new clients. So this is one way we see a game changer in gamification and what Funifier is going to bring along within the next, I would say, decade easily. The other thing I would add on top is, you're looking at gamification. Gamification can be applied across any industry in any vertical. So one way we leverage it is that we provide the game administrator an ease of way to integrate across multiple platforms. That could be Salesforce, Zoho, Moodle, whatever it is. So all those new platforms that come on board and the existing ones are all being integrated one by one on a, I would say, monthly basis in the last few months we've seen. So those are the things that we're adding and putting those tools at ease and available to those game developers to be able to build their gamifications on top of the tools and engage their people the way they want to.
Wow, that's a pretty big undertaking across the multiple platforms. That's a constantly changing, constantly. Just if you look at any particular industry, the like I work in instructional design, so even the platforms that are available in that one, it's basically a small industry, really pretty small. But the number of platforms that you could potentially be designing in is huge. So doing this for the game administrators across platforms, that's a pretty big undertaking.
Yes, it is, but we feel that there's a need for it. A lot of the recent clients we've acquired, they come to us and they say, "Oh, but I have, I don't know, Zoho CRM. Do you integrate with it?" No, we don't, but we will. Here you go. And then a few months later, we have the integration ready for him. Same thing for example, Yammer. We had a big client in Mexico that was looking for a Yammer integration. They came knocking on our door. We didn't have it. It's soon to be released for them purposely. So it's all those little things that We believe that the customer needs it. They come with a need. We can deliver, and we deliver it. And all of that also is, like we say, user experience and user interface focused. So we integrate it. Yes, it's great. A lot of platforms integrate, but not many of them allow you to be able to connect your gamification platform to your online tool that you're using without ever writing a single line of code. And that's where the power of Funifier comes from.
So if you can't disclose it because it's proprietary, I understand. Could you share with the audience one example of either the most challenging or the one that, an example of what a gamification application that you've done for a company that was either the most challenging or perhaps the most fun, or you thought, wow, this is just great. And again, if you can't say the company name, that's okay. Does one come to mind for you as an example?
It's very hard to pinpoint one specific example because, I mean, you can have two companies that are in the same industry that sell competitive products, and yet their gamification strategy is going to be different, even though their business metrics are the same at the end. So all gamification projects are different. So if anybody ever, you know, asks you, give me a typical gamification project, you're bound to fail right off the start. That's what we've learned and we've seen. So to name a client or a solution to say, oh yeah, this one was really amazing that we did, it's very hard. I could say that one we did and we provided the gamification in the industry. It was for a gathering, sort of a conference down in Brazil. And the person that was organizing the conference came up to us 6 days before the start of the conference and said, can you gamify our conference? We have 160,000 users going in through online or on-site, and we need mobile integration. Can you handle it? At
Oh
that
my.
point, we did not have mobile integration. So within 5 days, we've actually managed to build a gamification strategy, build a mobile platform, and deliver it to the customer to the conference. And the conference lasted for 5 days. Sorry. 4 or 5 days, but 5 days total. So
Wow.
within 5 days, we managed to deliver something complete to a product. So that brings you to the initial point. You know, how long does it take to deliver a project? It depends on what the needs are. This one took 5 days, some might take 8 months.
Well, that's fascinating. I bet that was a, can we do this? Yes, we're going to do it. Let's do it. That's really good. I love it. I love it. Well, we're just about out of time, Igor. Of course, I could ask you a million more specific questions about Funifier. Please connect with Igor. You can see his information at the Funifier website. That's funifier.com. On Twitter, their Twitter handle is TheFunifier. So just go ahead and reach out and take a look at the website. If you know of anybody in your network who is looking for a gamification platform, let them know about this program. They can download the recording later. They'll thank you for it. They'll thank you for that connection to Igor. So let them know about it. Igor, do you have any final thoughts as we're closing out?
Yeah, actually one. Like you mentioned initially, gamification is all about fun. So why not bring the fun into your company and enjoy it with a different way and a different view and a different functionalities that we offer through our platform. So Funifier is a good way to start, and we're not jealous. You can come and talk to us, and if you go to someone else, no problem. But at least, you know, give us a call. Research thoroughly who your best gamification partner would be, and then make a decision. Don't go off and pick the first one that you fall upon.
Right. There's options out there. So reach out to Funifier, and that will give you one more option, and you can see the ease of use that Igor's been sharing with us today. Hey, Igor, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. If you'll connect with me out at monicacornetti.com, you can see more about gamification. If you just put a forward slash there and put the word gamification in, you'll see the exciting news about the Sententia certification and the new programs that we're rolling out. And everyone will be back next week with another great guest. And like Igor just said, have some fun. You know, everyday life or at work, it can get, sometimes it's tedious, sometimes it's hard, just plain hard. And there's lots we can do to simplify and to make things more fun and engaging. So have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.